Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. Start another week, and the Lord has given me the liberty to release the prophetic word I received on the Day of Atonement for this coming year. So we're going to break that word down. I shared it in the congregation, but we want you to get the fullness of this word. So let's break it down and see what God has up to this year. John Potter, Morningstar. Those are some amazing worship CDs they did many years ago, I've decided. And it talks about that armor, and I felt the Lord want me to use that song because we had part of our prophetic word this year was about the armor. I know we've heard thousands of sermons on it, but really want to break that down. Well, it's Monday. It's the second day of October 2023. We're in another month. In the Gregorian calendar, we've moved into another season. I believe God moves in both calendars. Obviously, I think there's more weight on the biblical calendar, but God knows the seasons, the times we live in. He knows what we view as important, and he speaks through that as well. I think you can become super religious and say he doesn't, and or, you know, that we're being superstitious, all those different things. But I just do believe God is big enough God to move in those realms. Well, on the Day of Atonement, I just try to take a day aside and just hear the Lord. I get words different ways. You know, dreams, visions, we have those, impressions, encounters, all the different ways God speaks. I tend to get a lot of prophetic in meetings where the worship is high and the atmosphere is right, the heavens are more clear, and you can open them up and work with the body that way, then dreams and visions and encounters that way. But then there are times you just sit down and you just have to have flat faith that, God, I'm in your presence, and you can speak to me. You know, just walk in that place where you know that he's with you. I think sometimes his presence, although we love to feel it, all us feelers do, there's a time you just got to have faith. You're in his presence. He doesn't leave us nor forsake us. So it's not unbiblical to believe that. Well, you're just trying to conjure something up. No, I am believing what the Word of God says. Where I am, he is. Where he is, I am. And we are one. If you read the Song of Songs, it talks, I'm my beloved's mine. We are connected because we are one in Christ. Okay, so I had numerous little snippets or words, declarations, I believe, for the coming year. I say coming year, season is a better way, because we do believe the new year is at Passover. This Rosh Hashanah is a kind of a celebration. I'm not saying it's wrong to do it. I just know biblically there's not a scripture that says that's the new year. But we know it's a season change. It's a launching out into a new time in the Spirit. And so I believe from this time forward, you know, we do our daily Bible reading. If you join us, go on our app and follow us. We go through the entire Bible, so we'll be starting it over now. And you can get that on our app, or we put it on our Facebook page as well. And just read with us. It's interesting when people are reading the same thing, how the revelation will play off of each other that way. Well, one of the first things the Lord spoke to me was about revisiting past words. And I think this is both corporate and individual. I had this vision, or I saw this picture where God is asking us, especially words of restoration, where things that have been lost in the earth through whatever, through sin or through just people walking away, or spirit of religion, many things that seem to be lost, that God wants to restore them. And I saw that passage there in Jeremiah where he says he watches over his word to perform it. And he showed me that his hovering hand is what I saw, was watching over these promises. Even when we lose focus, he does not. 1 Timothy 2, 13, it says that when we are, he is faithful even when we are not. So God doesn't give words just to move on. He gives us words to see them fulfilled. And our problem is when we get delayed or something doesn't go the right way, we get distracted. And that's what I saw, is that we were not going after that very thing. It's not just hope deferred or what didn't happen. I'm sick. It was a whole thing about this passion. And I'm for the next word. I want the next manna that's coming. But there's an overemphasis or saturation, whatever you want to call it, of people just, especially with social media, just trying to find the next word and yet not walking in the word that they had. And I've shared this testimony before, but I was ministering in Eastern Europe and I was been all day. It was a prophetic school. I was exhausted by the end of the day. And I just said, I can't prophesy anymore. I'm just too tired. And so please honor that. And anyway, a young lady came up to me afterwards and said, I know you said you didn't want to pray for anybody else, but I really need to hear the Lord. Can you pray? And I just said, okay, I'll pray one more time. As I did, I saw this journal and I saw all the prophetic words that were written on there that she had written over her life that she had received from the Lord or somebody had given her. And the Lord said, tell her to do all the words that's in her journal. That's her word now. And I said that to her, and she started laughing. She goes, yeah, you're right. And here she was looking for a new word when she had plenty to live in and walk in. And so the Lord have busied themselves trying to see the future moves, he said to me, and have forgotten the fulfillment of past promises that will move everybody, everything to the future. Okay, so maybe you got a word 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was. And now you got a new word. Somebody gives you a new word. Well, you're thinking, well, this new word's going to, it's present tense, so it's going to get me further along. And the Lord said that, because he's not in time, he's Olam El, that past word is as much today as it is the future. And if it gets fulfilled today, it'll launch you into your future. So I think there's a responsibility for us. We don't want to be what Ezekiel 12 talks about, how the people, so all these words are for just a long time later. And the Lord really got upset with them and said, my word is going to come to pass. It will not be delayed. And remember that. Now, we're talking about on his delay. I think the enemy can try that. We see that in Daniel 7, where he changes times and epochs. But when it comes to promises, there's a synchronization that God has of putting everything in place and everything in order to make sure it happens in the proper time. So I'm encouraging you today to take those words and re-pray into them. We've given that word before. Re-prophesy them as if they were alive today. You understand, God is not dead. And I think Dutch Sheets has done some great sermons about how when you speak these words again, it's just like the first time it spoke, but with the accumulation of anointings and things that have happened since the time the word was released. So sometimes we get more revelation, more insight, you know, as to what's going on. And so there's a place that we do that. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you today to dig in those. If you have some for your ministry, for your city, for your nation, dig into them. You know, we have the third awakening. We have words like that, revival. We have a word in my state about revival. We have a healing revival. We have other things like that. And I am revisiting them and redeclaring them because I believe that this is a year that the Lord's hovering hand is over them. So I speak that to you right now. I speak to every prophetic word over your life, city, nation. And I say to you, it's alive. It is not dead. And you must speak life into it today and have the faith to believe that God is still faithful to his promises. He has made an oath in the Spirit, and we call upon those. We bring them back to his remembrance of those promises. And Lord, we thank you that you have broken us and humbled us to a place that we're going to learn what it is to be in you and to see these words fulfilled. Okay, that was one key word, revisiting past words. I'm going to try to go as quickly as I can. I'm going to take a couple days here, so you'll have to keep listening each and every day. But another one was, and I preached about this on some Wednesday nights, if y'all were there or you saw it on the, if you're watching on the replays, about the hindrances to revival, and that we have a responsibility to deal with those this year. And he really showed me clearly the two greatest hindrances to revival in the world is pride in our own hearts and the lack of humility, even among the hungry ones, those who are seeking the Lord. Because there's a humility factor that is so important because it breaks us to a place where we are not the ones trying to make it happen, but he is. So the Lord, in the passage I was reading in the Old Testament, where it says the Lord dwells both in the high and holy place, as well as those in contrite and lowly in spirit. And I had this vision of that time, is that God doesn't see the vast gulf between the holy mountain and his contrite and lowly ones in the spirit. Now, we look at distances, but the Lord gave me this vision. There is no difference. As much as he's in the high and holy place, he's with those who are contrite and lowly or humble in spirit. So get this. This is what I really felt the Lord show me, that the mountain of the Lord is available and can be seen and experienced by those who are contrite and humble. That there is no separation. We're not climbing some mountain. Both the holy place is found there. So we think of lowly in spirit, contrite. We think like you're in a valley, you're on the bottom of the barrel, you know, whatever. That's not what the Lord sees. That's not what he saw. That's not what I saw. So he does this to revive, to bring revival to the what? The humble. And to elevate them to this what? High and holy place. That's what he talks about in James 4:10. If you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, he will lift you up to where? Where is he lifting you up to? The mountain of the Lord, his high and holy place with him, seated with him in heavenly place. Well, I'm seated there. Well, yeah, you are. But are you experiencing what it means to be seated there in the high and holy place in the mountain of the Lord? This is our year. This is our year that we get to experience this. And in turn, what we're going to see is revival and awakening. And this is, and I said this as I was sharing it with the body. The Lord said to me, he said, tell my people, this is on my calendar. Tell them to put it on theirs. Okay? So I want you to, I'm just so excited about that word. And yet, I think the delays, the issues that we've been going through, the trials of the last 3+ years with all this nonsense in the earth, it has humbled ourselves. I think the losses to the enemy and how the enemy just kept winning, in a sense, in the natural over and over again, it humiliated us. We were crying out, and it was getting worse. It wasn't getting better. It was like our prayers were hitting, you know, it was like brass heavens, but the Lord was breaking us and humbling us for what? For an awakening, for revival, for an outpouring, because he had to get us to that holy, that contrite, lowly, humble place so that what? We can dwell with him in the high places. And that is what is available to us right now. Are you with me for this? Okay, I'm out of time. I'll pick up tomorrow. We'll finish some of these words. I want you to be encouraged. These are the two key words. Revisit your old words, number one, and then cry out for this place. Now, remember, the word says to humble yourselves. You don't pray for humility. You pray that you seek his face, and in that, you'll realize who you are in the light of who he is. And because of that, you will be humble. When you recognize that you cannot make something happen, only he can, then you get broken and contrite in heart. He says, I don't despise a broken, contrite spirit as we humble. So let God renew your salvation, change you in a way that you have this heart. And I speak to those words today. I speak to the coming revival. I speak to the anything in pride that has come against us. And that God would give us tremendous revelation of the pride that's in our heart so that we can repent of it. And that when we repent of it, he removes it as far as the east from the west, and we can start seeing what's been prophesied and declared. I think many times we can't see it because of our pride. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everybody listening to this podcast today that's crying out for fulfillment of words, who are crying out for God to visit them and visit their city, visit their nation, that this is the year. It's on your calendar, Lord, so we put it on ours. I decree that over everybody listening today, and I say this will be your year of recovery. You'll recover all. You will begin to see what he has promised come to pass in what your time and in our time. God, in the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Well, I hope that encouraged you. Come back tomorrow. We'll keep building on this word. Well, thanks for listening each and every day as we're sharing our prophetic word for the coming 5784 year, biblical year. And I pray that these are encouraging words to you. Please check out all our platforms because we'll be talking about this. We're also going to be ramping up our ministry online, our live streams at noon. Get ready in the days ahead. We're going to probably be shifting a little bit and talking about more controversial issues that we can't talk about on some platforms, and we'll switch to a platform called Rumble. Don't forget, you can find us there. Just type in Christian Center Shreveport, and please subscribe. We need to get our subscription up on that channel. All right, God bless you. Thank you for sowing. You can do that on our app or on our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right, see you tomorrow.